You're listening to the Boo Boys podcast.
When I was in freshman year, you guys want to hear a terrible story?
Yeah.
Sure. You might want to have recorded, but
that's what we're
recording.
Oh, we are. Oh shit. Well, when I was a freshman in college, the very first day I got to my dorm, my roommate's girlfriend pierced my ear like with an earring itself, like because we're dumbasses, you know, right? So
as men do
for like yeah. So for a year. For literally the entire year, my ear was so infected. It was so bad. And my stupid ass would not go get rubbing alcohol to clean it with. So I was using, like drinking alcohol and shit, you know? And it never got better. And I was like, why isn't it getting better?
Salt water. All you need is salt water, boy.
I didn't know that back then. This is my first piercing. I didn't. And then eventually I just like actually cleaned it and it got better, but it took so long and it was so bad for so long. That's why no one fucked me freshman year.
It's like your very own birth control.
So, like, not nobody, but not as many as I would have liked, obviously.
All right. Fucking, I still got it, but you know, not as much as I would have liked to.
I just didn't know how to say that, bro.
I mean,
you know, I still get laid, though.
Well, I didn't want to come in and be like, I don't get no pussy, but like...
Is that right, John? You would be like...
This is the podcast title. It's not like I don't get no pussy.
Boo Boys episode whatever dash. It's not like I don't get no pussy.
Oh, we won't get demonetized for that.
We're not monetized on any platforms yet.
Enough. We have nothing to lose.
Exactly. Might as well fuck it up while we can.
No, like I don't get no pussy.
All right. Well, my name's Dalton.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Joey.
And we're the Boo Boys. And this week, we're going to continue our part two of Aliens and Whatnot. And we're going to be starting off, at least for the topic-wise, talking about the Stardust Ranch. All right, are we ready?
Yes.
So, back in the 1970s, there was a family, and their name was Iron, like the metal. And basically, they purchased this ranch out in Buckeye, Arizona. And over time, they kind of just slowly built up the property, because they just basically bought a plot of land and decided that they were just going to make their living and their home and everything all in one place. So they built a house and a barn, fences, and then they ended up building their first general store in the town of Buckeye for the family, not Buckeye itself. So there was a daughter, the little girl, her name was Gina Iron, and she lived there growing up her entire life, basically. And from a really young age, her mother and her siblings said that they used to hear and see like strange colors and things in their rooms. But they could never really visualize what exactly was causing the coloring or the weird, like, sensation in the rooms. They said that at times the house would just randomly drop in temperature, and that even in the summer, which in Arizona, even in the 70s, was ridiculous without an AC, it would literally be freezing in some of the rooms. And the kids basically kind of chalked this up to there just being something in the house, but they obviously nobody died there, so they couldn't say it was a ghost per se. So one night, a family friend of theirs was actually hanging out, like watching TV with them, when all of a sudden he just jumped out of the chair that he was sitting in and just booked it down the hall in the house and like didn't say anything to anyone. And apparently when he came back, he reported to the family and was like, I saw like the figure of a man in your hallway and I thought somebody was breaking in. But when I got to where he wasn't there anymore. From that point on, the family was basically convinced that something was in their house. And that it was some type of being. After this point, they basically lived with it. They didn't really do anything else about it. And then the house went up for sale in the 90s, which at that point, somebody else bought the house. And that somebody else was John Edmond. In 1996, he and his wife purchased the ranch and immediately had strange encounters on the property. Strange sounds inside and outside of their home. The horses that they owned on their property, they own a horse sanctuary, so they actually take in, like, abused and abandoned horses, too, and will basically nurse them back to health and, like, get them back to full health and then either sell them or keep them until they die, depending on how old they are. Just everything on their property started acting strange. Even their dog didn't like going outside at night. So they didn't really know what to do about that, and they just kind of rolled with the punches at first. After a very constant flow of lights out in the sky, they kind of started coming to this conclusion that something otherworldly was interacting with their property. John states that they could see movement inside the house that was so fast it would cause the paned glass to actually shake, and at times it shattered, but they had no explanation on what caused the glass to shatter. They would just see movement, but they couldn't actually see what was moving. So the Edmonds have stated there are multiple portals that open up on their land. And if you go on this man's wild-ass Facebook, you'll actually see photos of what looks like the Northern Lights on his property, of these little, like, portal-looking things. And he says, like, this is a portal all the time. He posts them all the time. And they say that these portals basically are stargates that claim to allow triangular crafts, wings, orbs, and other kinds of ships to pass through them from potentially other dimensions.
Huh. Oh, wait. Like, there's just lights that... Like, are there any close-ups, or are they just, like, from a distance, these photos? Or?
Of the portals, it's kind of hard to describe exactly what they look like.
I like how the first family just kind of, like, was just like, ah, well, you know, we're living with an alien or whatever.
Well, so they didn't have a single idea on what it could have even been, because it didn't make sense. Nothing did. They built the house themselves, so it's not like it was a haunted place.
I see. They didn't look in and see if it was built on an Indian burial ground.
I mean, it's Arizona. It was all Indian land at one point in time.
I guess so. That's true.
I mean, all of America was Indian land at one point in time.
That's true.
Yeah.
If these kids were in Arizona summer in the 70s and they had a room that was ice cold, these kids were blessed. Okay? They weren't cursed. I don't give a shit if these were aliens or demons or what. You are lucky for that room.
Yeah.
Take yeah, that's cold.
I don't know. It didn't say that they were ungrateful for it. It just said they thought it was weird, which is understandable.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, honestly, man. Sometimes you need to get abducted to get some creature comforts, okay?
Well, of course he's
at
from Illinois.
Just saying, at what point is my sanity or my safety worth, not my safety, at what point is my comfort worth my safety and sanity, you know?
So
probably halfway.
I feel like that's a lot. What if these guys took a picture of the convergence yesterday and
sure
it just
did.
Like there was a sign in between the two that just said like I see you or something like that?
Oh yeah. So I sent you guys a photo and I asked you what you thought like this looked like.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I genuinely had nothing to say. I couldn't figure out. It looked like this man was smoking crack when he posted that photo.
I think it just looks like light from a prism.
Yeah, some like windows, like a glass pane window that's at like
but
a weird angle. So
I also
like
think
refract.
It looks like a dick.
I was about to say, those look like balls.
Yeah.
I do see the dick light. Yeah. I do definitely see the dick projection in that light.
I see now. Wow.
See what the aliens are trying to tell you?
Yes. I figured it out.
That's why they probe our anus.
So,
that's why they probe our anus. They're trying to study our prostates.
Both John and his wife claim to have multiple scars and bruises, and if you look on their Facebook, you can actually see they post pictures of them all the time of these random injuries that they end up having, and they claim they have no idea how they got them. They say that they can range anywhere from looking like pin-sized needle pricks to chunks of missing flesh in their limbs that they don't recall getting, and it'll literally be like a chunk out of like their arm or their leg, but it looks totally healed. And they're saying that they didn't have that, like, the day before.
Williams got hungry.
Has anyone ever drug tested these people?
Good
question. So, well, I know a lot of people. Well, I don't necessarily know them, but I used to know a lot of people who now have a lot of holes in certain parts of their body where they didn't before. And it's due to drug use, you know? So, like.
Well, so these people also state that they suffer from radiation sickness on a regular basis.
Ooh. Oh, interesting. That could be like a positive radiation or.
I would assume that they're getting tested for something at least if they know that they have radiation sickness.
That's true. Yeah, yeah, you would get tested. You're like a little. You can also get a little gagged counter.
What if there was like a dumping ground for some company that used to make like radium jewelry and shit? And when they realized all that shit was like killing people, they just buried it under their house, and then they like these people moved there, like started a homestead and whatever. And now all of a sudden they got They're all bleat, like all their faces are falling apart and shit.
So, did you know you can buy ready uranium ore on Amazon? It's crazy. Anyways, go ahead.
These are true facts.
It's real.
You
it's
can,
only 40
you can
bucks.
Buy glowing bowls and plates and stuff made from uranium.
Is it radioactive?
I don't know. I know that it's lime green,
oh,
and that's why a lot of
me,
people like it.
You're telling me the shit that Iran is, like, going through sanction things to get. You could just call up Bezos, and he'll drop it off to you. And
well,
it's
no, like,
it's, on,
I mean,
like, it's on, like, eBay.
I'm just wondering, is it, like, uranium-235, or is it just, like, a form of uranium? Like,
it's uranium ore 235. No, but, I mean, you would need, like, tons and tons of it to, like, make any weapons grade uranium, so you need
to,
like, centrifuge it out.
Little reactor, like, just like you guys know how,
like,
people make tiny meals for their hamsters. What if I made a tiny reactor for my
like a little?
Yeah, that'd be really hard. I don't think they've ever made a miniaturized reactor. The smallest one is like the size of
a box of scraps, my guy. Okay,
the smallest one is like the size of a small house. I just want to know, like, what. How do you get tested for your radiation poisoning? You just go to the hospital, you're like, yo, my skin is, I'm mutating a third arm. Could you,
I guess you could probably say that you're suffering from, like, certain illness, and then say your symptoms are a certain way, and then they could potentially test, like, your skin or your blood for any kind of radiation, like, remnants.
Oh, yeah, I guess your skin would.
At least that's what I would think. So, at one point in time, John claims that he caught an alien off guard, and after doing so, it dropped a small circular object with a strange shape carved into the middle of it. And what I was looking for was a photo. So, it's basically, it looks kind of like a red rock, almost like something you would find in Sedona, and it looks like it had, like a six-legged little squiggly thing carved into the middle of it.
Oh, okay. Interesting. So they just went to Sedona and they were like, this alien gave it to me.
Pretty much.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Rock.
So he says that he saw the alien and it dropped it.
Oh, okay. So the alien went to Sedona, got mad at the roundabouts, went by their ranch, because that's where they keep their ship, and they dropped the rock because they're like, screw Sedona. This place sucks.
So far it's following along like a plot.
Oh, is this the is this the thing? Is this the thing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So it's like it's just like a normal stone with like it's like just the shape
just
of,
like,
I don't know, a circle with little tentacles on it or something like that, just kind of like carved directly. It looks like it's almost like lasered out of it, but it also looks like something one of those like water cutters can do.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Looks like a starfish or the sun. One of those two.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like some shit you find wherever you find all that Cocopelli stuff, which that's probably what you were saying with the Sedona thing.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Cocopelli, the muscle
flute
and the shit, you know?
So,
what if he was like thinking about like something in the related area like the day before? Like that one like gouge is like, you know, his
like,
arm is like he was just complaining about elbow pain the day before.
And it's like, well, it's.
But like they bring him on. You know, it's the intern version of their staff, and they're like, it took a little much off.
A little too much. So,
yeah, they're just using this dude to train their newbies on, like, dissection protocol.
They're like,
oh,
we fuck with them
like,
all the time, it's
fucking
fine.
Fucking idiots, just, like, they know that we're there, and they still bought the house. They're fucking dumbasses. Well, let's just go.
They've been here for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh,
the intern dropped the rock, and then they were like, dude, you dropped it. Ah, fuck. Okay, now you gotta be the guy who goes and cuts a chunk of his skin off. You gotta know what you
see. That's the short straw.
That's right.
So, now we're gonna start getting into a little bit more of the wild stuff.
Alright. Like, you know how the classic abduction scene is someone's asleep, and then they just, like, get, like, beamed out of the bed, or they, like, float out of there, or something like that? Imagine people are asleep. And the aliens just come in through the window, like smack the window open and just whack them over the head. drag their I'm picturing just totally inept aliens just dragging the unconscious body out of the window.
Like,
and they drop in, they're like, oh, fuck, dude, is he dead? No, he's just asleep. Well, how do we know? I don't know when they die. And then they're just like.
One of them's like filming, like really shitty camera, like, oh, dude, dude can't get his head.
Put the camera down, Galactic.
Galactic.
There's just X sounds and all these names.
Yeah. It's good. Good.
So, John claims he has fought 18 aliens with his samurai sword.
Oh, wow.
The remains are said to vanish if the head is not fully decapitated, though this is said to be very difficult. John says it's very difficult to cut all the way through the spine of the aliens, so most of them vanish before he can get their bodies.
Holy shit. That's crazy.
John around with a samurai sword, and he's like, if you don't cut the head all the way off, the body just disappears.
Now, before you totally write off this guy as crazy, let me just throw this out there. He's a hero. He's a damn knight in shining armor, and let me tell you why. John says...
The white knight.
John says, the aliens have attempted to nab his wife out of their bedroom in the middle of the night. And his first instinct was to grab not only his samurai sword and have it strapped to his back, but his AK-47. And he chased them outside the house. And as she floated up in a beam of light, he just opened fire and claims to have saved her.
Oh my god.
When you get really drunk and you just fucking rattle off some shots in the air at 3 a.m. and your neighbor down up like a few miles up the street is like, what the fuck was that? And they call the cops. Then the cops show up and you're like, you won't believe this, officer.
Now
aliens took my wife. And then you're
hold on. This is in Arizona, right?
Yes.
No one's calling the cops.
No, that's a true story.
Yeah, I think
so. John does have proof that he has fought aliens, and with this proof,
what is that?
This is supposedly alien blood, and this is the sword that he used to supposedly kill an alien. Oh my goodness!
This is a Hattori Hanzo sword, Mr. Alien.
Okay? Dude, some poor pig got fucked up that night.
Look at the craftsmanship. I can't imagine being on either side of this scenario, because imagine you're like a dude who legitimately believes that you're under attack by extraterrestrial life, and your first instinct is, I need a fucking katana for this. Like, you don't think anything before that. And then imagine being like an alien, and you're like some research intern, and you're like, oh, I'm on assignment on Earth, the fucking dump Earth. And then you're like, you're flying over, and you're trying to do your abduction thing, and some fucking alien comes out with a katana, just swinging it wildly, and it's like, I gotta cut your head off, or you're gonna vanish. And then
you're gonna vanish.
It's horrifying on both ends.
Yeah.
You know what? That's bad. Imagine being the wife situation. Imagine, like, it's true.
And you can't leave him.
Right?
She's not on the internet.
Is she real?
Yes. There are photos of her, but she prefers to try and not be on the internet.
There were photos of Manti Te'o's girlfriend, too, and then it turned out to not be real. Like,
you guys
remember that? When the fucking NFL player had the fake girlfriend or something like that? I don't remember. Yeah. I remember that was on the news, though. But it could be a situation like that.
I guess so.
I'm just thinking.
Imagining the classic picture of, like, that, like, middle schooler who's got, like, the terribly photoshopped girlfriend with him in his bathroom or something like that.
She's been interviewed. They just don't show her face.
Okay.
She doesn't want to be walking around fries and getting noticed.
This dude is 100% the main character of some, like, Cowboys versus Aliens, like, reboot. He just, like, katana-ing and, like, destroying these alien ships, and then they all vanish.
I wonder if every morning when he wakes up, he has his own anime opening.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I'll let you know he doesn't deserve it.
But you flipped gears.
You said he's a hero, and now he doesn't deserve it.
Okay, off of what we heard, if you were to meet this dude in person and you knew all this other shit about him, would you ever go anywhere with this dude telling you to go?
Are there aliens?
Does he have his sword?
Probably not.
Have his sword.
Yeah, come down by my ranch. I got some extraterrestrial life. It's real cool.
I'm sold. After fighting multiple aliens with his blade, John states that he has been left with a large amount of tissue and fluid samples, especially after practically splitting one of the aliens in half. Part of its body did vanish, though, but only part of it. And the part that did not vanish, he needed this to be very important because it was mentioned in 5 of the different interviews that I watched and listened to. His exceptionally sharp blade was able to slice through the middle of this alien and keep the bottom half of it, like, on Earth. So he was able to send... So he was able to send in fluid and flesh samples of the alien to a scientist, and they determined that the tissue samples and blood seemed to be pure hemoglobin and segmented grass. Basically, they're just like, this isn't what it should be, because they can see that it's tissue and they can see that it's blood, but then when they look at it under a microscope, it's neither thing.
Hemoglobin. Well, hemoglobin is found in blood, but yeah.
But it's pure. It's only that.
Oh, I see. It's only
in grass
clipping? Iron.
Did you say grass clipping?
Like grass segments.
Grass segments, like stitched within the heat, like integrated into each other?
There is a report you can read, and I can link you to that.
See, this is strange now, because if that's like legit, then he definitely found some weird shit there.
This is strange now.
Well, okay, he's been interviewed, like, in a not bullshit way now. You know what I mean? Like, if he actually found something and it's something that they're like, I don't even if he did make this, I don't know what the fuck it is. Like, that's interesting. Oh, that's kind of weird. I mean, it's just the whole fucking thing. But
so he and his wife have been trying since like 2012 to sell their house. But the thing is, one, nobody wants to live in fucking Buckeye. Two, nobody wants that fucking much land out in the middle of Buckeye with nothing else to do. And three, they're trying to sell their house for $5 million.
Yeah, that's not happening.
It was actually listed for like $230,000, and nobody bought it after a couple of months, so they took it down. And then after they started doing the whole like, oh, there's aliens, they kept raising the price, and nobody has bought it.
Is that where he had his AK-47 episode as well?
Yeah.
Around then, yeah.
There the whole time.
One of these aliens were potential buyers.
Yeah, how dare he?
And they just kidnapped the wife as like a negotiation tactic, which was obviously wrong.
They were like, we don't want to talk to the guy with the gun. We want to talk to the lady of the house. And she's just like,
just unconscious, being like dragged out of the window. Like,
you guys are so lazy. We're here to negotiate. It's like, you guys aren't even awake.
There was a Pixar short that was like, okay, so in, you guys have seen the old Friday the 13th movies, right? Not Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
In the very first one. You know, in the very first one, there's that, like, body that gets, like, fucking whacked around the room because, like, the one dude's asleep while the other person's getting killed by, or one person's awake while the asleep person's getting killed by Freddy Krueger, and the asleep person is just getting thwacked around the room and shit. And then, like, essentially by nobody. And there's, like, a Pixar short of aliens trying to abduct a guy, and one of them's, like, learning how to do it, and there's just a billion switches in front of him. And every time he hits it, gets thwacked into a new part of the room or something like that.
Isn't that the dude from Ratatouille that gets abducted?
It might look like him. I don't know if it's like the same guy.
It's like some barn kid or something like that. But
oh, okay.
I can't with the idea of like where, how fast, like every, like I understand Arizona people are weird about their guns and stuff like that, but just the sheer audacity to just be like, my wife's getting lifted up, and you're just like, blade, gun, clip, like, ready. He in an interview specified that he had a banana clip ready to go, which is like a double amount of bullets than you'd ever need for a gun like that. And he just opened fire on this thing. And my question, before you ask me any questions, let me tell you my question.
Okay.
If his wife was being abducted, was being lifted up into the air by a beam of light, and he just decided to open fucking fire. One, did he hit her? Two, if they decided not to take her, did they just fucking drop her from wherever she was floating?
30 feet up.
Like, what the fuck?
23,000 feet.
And that was their reaction.
Was he not worried about, like, a ricochet bullet at all? To, like, either of them?
He's a mean bullet.
Oh.
the banana clip of just alien bullets.
Yep.
Alien bullets.
Oh, yeah, he's got those alien rounds. Yeah. They're like silver bullets, except for they shoot like ectoplasm or something. I don't know. Because a silver bullet totally wouldn't kill a human being, right?
No.
Yeah.
The whole thing is, I was going to say what you said. It's just like how you're just shooting wildly and you're not like, oh, I might hit this person who's in the air right now. You know, like.
Like, he was fucking ready, but he was not ready in the right way. But that's not why he's not a hero. He's also a Trump supporter. So, like, how does he know that you have to decapitate an alien specifically to keep the body, but he's never kept a full body?
I guess, like, well, he's at 18 tries, right? So, like, when he would kill them, he would, like, stab them, right, probably through the heart. And he would just realize in the first 10 times, right, none of my methods have worked. And so he just eventually one time decapitated one. And he kept the body. But, I don't know, then he ate it or something. I don't know, where is it? You know, but but then, so, like, then from then on, his experiments, he found out. I mean, I could see 18 times. If it was one time he just knew, that would be unbelievable. But he's technically murdered 18 sentient beings, or sapient beings, so, I don't know.
What if, like, he got one, and then in its death throes, it was like, you will show your government no evidence of me, for you have not chopped my head off, and then he just bursts into flames.
You have not chopped my head off.
And then, yeah, he just, like, hits them. He does, like, a cyanide pill for them. It's just, like, a self-vaporizer button or something like that.
Yeah. I can see that, yeah. Yeah, I can see, like, little like, second-class aliens being sent here with, like, vaporizer switches in their brain.
Like, spontaneous combustion came from? It was just some aliens. Like, I wonder what would happen if we hit one of them with this shit. Like,
they were just like...
Yeah, and they just, some dude just exploded into flame. They're like, oh, fuck, we gotta get out of here. Oh,
damn. Then they did it a couple more times. There was, like, a weird time during, like, 2006 to, like, 2007 where there was a weird amount of spontaneous combustions and nobody could explain why.
There was a ball lightning thing going on, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's fucking weird. Spaceship.
It's just, like,
what? Pink.
Chris Angel.
The Pixar thing.
Yeah.
Pushing one wrong button.
Yeah. So.
Like, why isn't the tractor beam working?
Just like
Gary?
Oh. Did you put the tractor beam on, or did you put the other one on?
Combustion beam.
Combustion beam. Why do we even have this?
Well, in that case, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe, like, their alien ships are cloaked right above it, and they're seeing this dude just slaughter, right, 18 aliens, and they're like, all right, gotta combust some of them. But for some reason, maybe. Like, it's not a beam. Maybe it's, like, a switch they activate remotely. And so if their head is, like, detached from their body, right, it can't, like, combust the entire body. It can just combust the head.
But how would he know that if he doesn't have a whole body?
Yeah, well, like I said, right, trial and error. Like, he stabs him through the heart, then they disappear. They're like, oh, what happened? And then, like, eventually one time he just cuts their head off and he's like, oh, the body didn't disappear this time.
But what did he do with the body?
He ate it. I don't know. That's like what I said before.
So,
I mean, he doesn't have, yeah, exactly.
The number one thing.
Big problem. Sound like the first thing you would think of when he's presented with a full, like, dead alien body is, wonder what it tastes like.
I mean,
we talked about
what happened to the leg.
It's not out of the realm of possibility that he was like.
They apparently had tissue samples and blood samples, but there is no specification on what exactly was all sent.
But what happened with... Didn't he have, like, a set of legs?
Yes, there was tissue samples and blood samples, but there was no specification on what they did with the entire thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
He never specified if he had a biological female or male alien.
Yeah, don't know if he could tell.
Maybe they're all neuter babies.
Maybe they're smooth like a Ken doll.
Yeah. Maybe they're biologically hermaphrodites or they're asexual.
Maybe it's like
reproduce by budding.
Scary Movie 4 when they just use their finger to do stuff.
Okay. That's true, yeah. Could be completely different, yeah.
What if they're like starfish and they just grow a new one?
Just really into fisting, you know? the number one thing I hate people trying to compare this show to is Ghost Adventures, because I'm not a ghost hunter at all in any sense of the word. And also, those guys are fucking pussies. But Ghost Adventures went to the Stardust Ranch, and they did an investigation. I don't know why they would do that, considering they are ghost hunters, but they went there.
Were the ghost hunters, were those the, I'm dancing on your bridge, goat man? Was it those guys?
Or? That's a BuzzFeed Unsolved, guys.
Okay. Because I don't know what it is, but that one clip makes me laugh so hard, and I quote it all the time.
No, those guys are great. So, Ghost Adventures. Fucking douchebags. Those are the guys that, like, everybody always makes fun of, and they're just like, I feel something warm on my leg. Oh, no, it's traveling down my leg.
All the into the house with night vision cameras, and they have a thing where the audio is, like, a tiny 3-second clip where the audio is boosted to, like, 1,200%. There's just, like, a, and that's it.
Yeah, and they're like, it said my name, and you're like, no, it didn't. All right, anyway.
They're like, it said Kevin. No, it didn't.
These dumb fucks went to the Stardust Ranch, and they freaked themselves out because they shut off all the lights, and they sat in the dark, and they just waited. And then, at one point... No, they're in the house.
Oh,
at
okay.
one point, there's two dudes sitting in the living room, and they're just, like, sitting on the couch. And all of a sudden, you just see one guy, like, look over on the side of the couch, and then he just, like, has the biggest fucking reaction. And he just, like, freaks out on the couch, and he's just like, oh my god! And then, like, the camera... It, like, switches views from where the camera was, apparently, like, from the back end, just happened to get the perfect shot of this. It's, like, it shows the couch from a far angle, but it shows the side of the couch that has, like, a table next to it that has, like, some stuff on it. And then you see the slightest little shadow just pass by, like, this end table kind of thing. And that's it. It's not, like, a shape. It's not anything specific. It's just, like... It's like a 2-second, just like, beep, shadow. And they're like, the guy on the couch is like, did you just see that? But what you see from the camera shot is like, it's not even taller than the couch. So him sitting on the couch and being like 4 feet away from it, there's no fucking way he would have seen it. So, first off, second off, that's an alien. It has to be an alien. And I just like, I fucking hate them. I hate them so much. So much.
That's why you wanted to talk about this ranch. Just about that episode.
I just really wanted to talk about how much I hate them.
Go ahead.
What was that manor we went to? Edinburgh Manor in Anamosa, Iowa, basically. But they didn't even make it all the way through the night there. They, like, I think it was the lady dropped you off at, like, 10:30 at night. And she's like, keep all the doors locked because other people, like, wander over here. And if they come in and they damage anything, it's on you. And you paid to be here, basically. And she came back the next morning at, like, sunrise. So probably, like, what, 5-6-ish in the morning? And they were all sitting outside. And they had left, like, all their camera equipment inside. And they were like, it was too scary. We couldn't stay in here. It was too scary. The Joker threw things at us.
I hate it.
And
what, like, a waste.
They didn't, what I understand, they didn't get any footage of that happening. So I'm like.
Yeah, of course they fucking did. These little fucking pansy-ass bitches.
And they left, like, all their equipment in there. They left, like, $1,300 worth of equipment inside the building, and they refused to go back in. They were like, no, we can't go back in there. He's gonna get those.
I hate it so much.
We stayed there all night. We didn't hear a fucking thing.
You think those guys could stand a night in jail?
No.
Absolutely not.
Zach, what is his fucking name? Zach Baggins or whatever the fuck his name is?
His name is Baggins.
Yeah, there's no fucking way. He's such a little pretty boy. His ass would be grass.
His ass would be grass. Damn. Yeah, he hated Ghost Adventures just that much.
You have no fucking idea. Yeah, it's Zach fucking Baggins.
Oh, yeah, this guy.
Oh, no, okay.
I fucking hate it. Like, so, where was I?
The ghosts are coming.
In
Are you little Samuel? Were you murdered here in 1864? He just materializes in front of him and is like, no, bro, I wasn't.
So, in Las Vegas, you know The Conjuring and like Annabelle and all those like scary movies that came out and everything. How they have Ed and Lorraine Warren and they own like the spooky shop, not shop, but the spooky museum where they've kept all of like the cursed and possessed items and stuff like that. So Zach Bagans, pussy little ass, thinks that he's as cool as they are. And there's me having respect for a couple that have actually like tried to do scientific research into this kind of shit. And then there's Zach Bagans, fucking dumb shit ass. And he has a museum in Vegas where he's done essentially the same thing, or what he thinks is the same thing. And I went to his little museum, and I just like, ugh, it's fucking awful. Like, you can't even experience anything there if you wanted to. Because even if he has something that is actually supposed to be, like, possessed or haunted or anything like that, you have to stay, like, 20 feet away from it. So there's no possibility of ever even proving that there could be something weird going on.
Interesting. I like your comment of Zach Bagans' fucking dumb shit ass. That's nice, nice title there.
Sorry.
Other podcast title. Let it go. All right, go ahead. I hate him so much.
Didn't the Annabelle doll from the museum fucking go missing or something at the beginning of COVID?
It was a hoax.
Oh.
Yeah. That was a really fun Twitter moment, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, what happened with Annabelle doll? It moved?
There was like a meme that she went missing at the beginning of COVID. It like abandoned the thing, but I guess it wasn't legit.
I was on the fucking top of that. The moment I heard it, I was like, I'm on it, and it wasn't.
Oh, damn.
There was a live feed for a fat second that you could watch Annabelle to, like, prove that she was still there.
Huh. Wow.
People need the proof.
All right.
So Ghost Adventures failed at Stardust Ranch. Next will be Boo Boys will eventually go there, and we'll stay, and we'll see a 10-foot tall alien. We'll have to fight it with samurai swords.
I'm not ready to be an anime protagonist.
I am.
You're not.
I'm definitely down to be like the sidekick that goes first, so the rest of you get your power ups.
I see.
I'll be that tearful, you know, goodbye. You know.
First off, based on the hair, the three of us are boring, mate. The girls are the important characters. If we're going by the shonen trope and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
It's true.
That's why they have the glasses.
We end up in danger, and then they do their fucking twirls, and they come out in super suits, and they save us.
Right.
Do you think this is just for show? Daniel, do you have any swords?
I have a sword, the Frodo Baggins sword from Lord of the Rings.
Really?
The Sting. Yeah, I have a replica on there. It's beautiful.
You have a dildo Baggins sword?
Yeah, dildo Baggins. Lord of the Rings, XXX.
Saints Row.
Yeah.
See, Kelly moved away. He had all the swords.
I did.
Well, do you think if we come and give them a sword, we could do like a peace offering? Like if we find the aliens and we give them a sword, and we'll be like, now you can challenge the Great One. And then
evil
the alien
playing field.
Standing like fucking like some super soldier shit with the sword out like this, with the anime music and all that crap. And then he just like beelines to the ranch and has to sword fight the main dude, you know, the dude who owns it.
I have a machete, so we can use that.
Oh, perfect. That's my weapon of choice in a zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh God, no! What? You guys are out of your minds. I don't want to get that close.
I believe it's
the only way.
I want like birdshot. I want a shotgun with.
You're gonna be caught immediately because you're gonna be too fucking loud. You're gonna get eaten first.
Yeah, I could also just bludgeon them with the gun as easily as you could kill them with a machete. Like, what's up?
Probably easier.
Well, yeah, they're much heavier, I'm sure.
Y'all, let me know when you're ready, and we'll go. It's only like an hour away.
Get it.
We'll stay overnight. We'll keep our eyes to the sky and wait for the aliens.
Bring a deck of cards.
Yeah. Wait. The aliens. Will we meet the dude that shot into the sky?
Yeah. He owns it.
Oh my god. Oh.
You can literally just pay him and stay the night.
That's amazing.
He's a real mixed bag.
He's a well-rounded person.
A Trump supporter who loves his wife. Loves his guns, will throw hands with a samurai sword at any given time with any fucking intruder, and just, you know, likes horses more than dogs,
Yeah.
Wow. Race on a different level. Like, he's, we're all here. He's up there. This man is on another.
I very much so recommend just look through his Facebook page. Like it's just great. I don't know. Excusing the Trump stuff.
Has, like, Facebook pages, you know? Like, does it ever, like, click in your head that a lot of, like, famous historical figures, like, lived so close to us that they had, like, credit cards and driver's licenses and shit? You know?
What?
Does it ever click in your head that there's, like, you ever, like, think of a historical figure and then you're like, oh, that dude lived really recently. Like, he probably had a credit card and a driver's license and a social security number. Pablo Picasso died in the 70s or the 80s or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, shit, this dude watched Star Wars, potentially. And I was like, could you imagine, like, fucking space shit?
I'll call this art. You know?
Like, yeah, or, like, Anne Frank, like, probably read Lord of the Rings or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, potentially.
I mean, it's a children's book.
I also might have read Mein Kampf, which would be terrible.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
John,
came out earlier.
John Edmonds, our samurai warrior, he is a very, very big advocate for the Anunnaki people.
Anunnaki?
Yeah.
What is Anunnaki?
The Anunnaki are like a, okay. So there's a lot of, this is going with the ancient astronaut theorists suggest, like, it's an ancient alien thing for a lot of
people. Wow.
It's basically saying that the theory is that the Anunnaki were, like, some superior race that seeded humanity on the Earth, and then, like, helped us started, and then just fucked
off. I have heard of it. Eventually. Gotcha.
And this is where, like, crystal skull myths come from, or maybe legends. I don't know if crystal skulls even exist. The whole, like, elongated skull thing, I'm pretty sure, is an Anunnaki, like, reference and such, like, all within the mythology of that. Yeah, essentially.
Wow. Nice. have you seen all of Ancient Aliens, Joey?
My dad used to watch Ancient Aliens religiously. So I have probably seen more than half of the episodes. But also,
that's true.
For, like, 11 years. And I'm sure that's... that...
Yeah, there's like 13 seasons now.
Yeah, that's really funny that your dad's. Oh, my dad also watches it all the time.
Oh, my mom's religious about watching it.
Oh, she watches it too.
See, it's weird because, like, sometimes they'll have episodes that actually, like, make a lot of sense, but they'll during the marathon,
I'd say so.
They'll put them in, like, right next to it'll be like a weird juxtaposition. Yes, of the great ones with the ones that make no sense. They'll be like,
right.
Yeah.
About like some Incan ruins that, like, are fit together so closely that you couldn't slide, like, a micron hair in between them and shit. But then right after that, they'll go, like, it'll be this dude. Hold up. It'll be this dude.
Yeah, that dude.
Like, could
it be
Abraham Lincoln was in contact with aliens? And it's just like,
yes.
No, dude, I really, like, I don't think
well, he was, obviously.
That ancient civilizations possessed. They don't have a word for rocket, so of course they call it a dragon.
Yeah,
okay. Always, no one is ever like, how do you become an ancient astronaut expert? Like, it's always some dude who wrote a book, and it's like, if you go to Egypt, I bet you there's space shit in that whole book.
Yeah, that's the whole book, yeah.
Yeah, and it's some 80-year-old German dude who's like, if we go to these ancient places.
Oh, yeah,
that guy. Eric, the Chariots of the Gods guy.
Yeah, Chariots of the Gods.
And it's like, if we read these ancient texts, in the text, they talk about the spaceman, and they say angel, because angel is word for old people. And I'm just like, dude, you gotta, like, like,
that's
you might be onto some shit, I get it, but you've done this for 16 years on TV, on the History Channel, and I want to get back to the fucking World War II videos, okay? Like...
Hey. You know they have Alien Con now, like they host a convention for ancient aliens. It's crazy.
Giorgio goes every year.
Oh,
yeah.
I gotta pull up and meet Giorgio.
When is it? We're going.
I think it's like in. I'm sure they didn't have it this year, but they usually have it like Midwest somewhere.
Of course they do. Of course they fucking do.
Yeah.
A fucking Midwest.
Yo, how many nukes is that?
In the Midwest is so fucking bored in Sheboygan. Because everyone in the Midwest, I say this as someone from there, that's where, like, the dreams go to die. So, like, that's, no offense to Kelly and Ivy, but...
Oh my god. Like,
No, every, like, there's so much nothing there. There's so much, like, away from anything interesting that you have to find things to be interesting. Just, like, in the same way that, like, first world people have to find things to complain about. You know? So, this is where you come up with these theories where there's, like, there's aliens drawn in my corn and shit like that, you know? I don't know. I was gonna
make my corn on the cob.
Well, I meant corn, like crop.
Yeah, yeah, corn fields, yeah.
Crop circles.
Wow, crazy.
You guys ever see those things? Just speaking of crop circles, because I love what's the word for that? Geoglyphs. I think they're hella interesting. Those things that are like lines drawn in like the earth over hundreds of years.
The Nazca lines. Yeah.
Yeah, like Nazca lines, and there's Serpent Mound, which is an old Native American burial site in Ohio, and I think those things are hella interesting. And I wonder if there's going to be anything that either we create or that we discover that was like an old one that was like, you know, either eroded by time or if there's like a few thousand years from now, they're like, what the fuck is this giant? And it's just like a trail we made or some shit, you know?
Have you seen the giant bunny?
Yeah, that's what made me think about it, was the giant
that'll
bunny.
That'll probably get buried in earth and become an effigy.
Oh, no, that's like gone now. It disintegrated.
Didn't it deteriorate? Yeah.
It, like, it's just, you know, it was all made of, like, cloth and hay bales and shit, mm-hmm. So it just, you know, it just eventually just was...
I mean, it was supposed to do that.
Probably. Yeah. It also was, like, a 300-foot bunny. This dude has time on it. Hella cool, though.
All right. Well, my name's Dalton.
I'm Ivy.
I'm Joey.
I'm Joey.
And Daniel's already gone, so, you know, if you want to see more of him, go follow all of our social media. We are on Instagram and Facebook and all those fun things, Reddit and Tumblr. I mean, if you imagine it, we're probably on it. And if not, go
Jesus
ahead and
Christ,
message us.
If you find my Tumblr, you get $50. If you find my fucking Tumblr.
The Boo Boys have a Tumblr.
Oh,
we
okay.
do?
We have a Tumblr?
Yeah. Oh, like I just said, we have pretty much every social media aspect that you can think of. And if we don't have it, email me and I will make it for you specifically.
Do we have a Parler or a Vero account?
I've heard of Vero.
Parler is like the conservative one that like they're all mad at Facebook now.
Yeah.
And then Vero is the one that Zack Snyder tried to make a thing that like never happened.
We don't have those. But if you're really really invested in it, I will make them if you want. I don't think we'll get very popular on there though, honestly.
Maybe on Parler. Maybe with conspiracy theorists.
I feel like we're a little too logical for conspiracy theorists.
Well, you see, the aliens are part of the tunnels under Central Park that President Trump is building to save the children, okay? So.
Sure.
Don't
No, I'm keeping it. 100%.
Please, okay. Me making fun of the Q people.
All right. Well, bye.
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 Hey there, this is Dalton editing. Looks like we had a little bit of a miscalculation on our most recent episode's timing, so this is actually going to be a 3-part episode, so make sure you look out for Aliens and Whatnot Part 3 should be coming out here within the next week. Go ahead and make sure you give that a listen because we do go in-depth about what we all believe regarding aliens. Bye!